Lod Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. If you had one wish and could wish for anything, what would you wish for? Really, have you ever thought about it? One thing that seems to hold a lot of people back from their wishes, it appears to be money. You know, you'll hear people say all the things that they would do if they could just win the lottery. Even their wishes for the lottery and other avenues of financial success often take on some supposed spiritual or ministry aspect as well. I can't tell you how many times over the years that people have assured me that if they won the lottery, that I would be set, that they would be in a position to help me do the work of the ministry. Well, when I ask you if you could wish for anything, I was really asking you sort of a loaded question. I was really setting you up. Because think about it. Why should we wish when we have the God of the universe directing our lives? Really, what else other than that could we truly want? The psalmist says in 139:16, "My days, all of them, were written in your book, the days they were formed, when there was not one of them." And then in chapter 37, verse 23, "The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord." Think of it. God formed our days, all of them, before you and I were even born. And even now, our very steps are ordered by Him. And since God's the happy God, who has absolute sovereignty over every minuscule detail of the universe that He created, and that He could not possibly love you and I any more than He does, and He has our best eternal interest as His goal, what else could we really want for? This thought actually occurred to me the other day when I was listening to a song from the 70s, "The Air That I Breathe." What a beautiful melody that song has. I really enjoyed it. But I think for the very first time, the opening lines of that song reached out and grabbed my heart. The first lines say, "If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass." Then it hit me. Wow. Why would I wish for what the Father has not done or provided? Why would I want to have a will that was somehow against His? Do I know better than He what's best for me? And if He loves me and knows what's best for me, doesn't He work all things after the counsel of His own will? After all, Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps." What a wonderful place to be. Isn't He the grand proprietor and we His property? Isn't He the Father and we the children? Is He not leading us, every one of His creatures that He's made, to the ultimate fulfillment of their purpose, the purpose of the Creator in creating us? God is constantly moving all of us toward the goal for His purpose in us. And in the end, we're going to be thrilled at His accomplishments. All things are advancing you and I in that direction, and we will surely get there one day, all in His timing. Since God is wise and good, that for which God has designed us for, He's now fitting us for. And it'll perfectly please and satisfy you and I when He's all done. Arthur P. Adams says this wonderfully. Here's what he wrote. "When I reach the place for which God created me and for which He has fitted me, then I shall have no regrets that it is not another place, but I shall realize that it is my place, and shall be satisfied, perfectly satisfied, with the accomplishments of the ever-blessed and good will of God in me." Oh, I love that. I love to read the writings of A.P. Adams. That's from his book, The Purposes of God, book that we reprinted not long ago, written over 125 years ago, I believe. Not only that, but think about it. Not only will we be satisfied then with what God has done, but you and I also should be perfectly and satisfied and content now if we just believed that's where God was taking us. This song, The Air That I Breathe, is actually a love song. Its lyrics reveal it to be a very passionate love song. The chorus, I love the chorus, don't you? It says, "All I need is the air that I breathe and to love you." There can be no greater earthly love than between a man and a woman. And since God is love, this love between a man and a woman is divinely representative of God's love for us and, of course, of our love in response and return to Him. Although all earthly analogies eventually break down, when I enjoy listening to love songs, I ultimately hear about the love of God or of His drawing me to love Him. This song, of course, is no exception. I hear it here in these lines, "All I need is the air that I breathe and to love you." Isn't that really true about us and God? So powerful. But of course, that's not exactly what the line reads. There's another word in there. It says, "Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you." And you can tell as the songwriter's writing, there's this place of climax, this place of great intensity of love between the man and the woman. And you think, wow, this is all you need. Of course, you know, then the next day, you're hungry and and other needs come. But all isn't that true between us and God, that we could see this truth all the time, that He's really all we need. So right now you're in a rough spot. No worries. It's the place that God's designed especially for you. Your trial's been tailor-made just for you by the loving hands of your Father. He knows exactly what you need to bring you to that next place in your growth. After all, He's the one who's designed your life, and He's been steadily working on it since day one. You're His workmanship, His achievement, and He's faithfully going to finish what He started. That's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "Confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." What a place of rest faith brings us to. We're exactly where God wants us to be. Always have, always will be. The trial that you're going through right now has been carefully tailor-made for you. God is continuing His steady development and molding in your life. He's smart. He's really smart. He knows exactly what He's doing. He knows exactly what you need at every moment in your life, way more than what you think you need. This trial that you endure, as hard as it may appear to be right now, is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's not some foreign intrusion into your heart and soul to harm you, and from which Father needs to deliver you from. No, this trial is His masterwork, specifically designed to meet your needs. You are His good work, and He is the skillful master employing all things, the good as well as the evil, to bring about His grand purpose in you, resulting in a glorious finish. So relax, rest, take a deep breath. Thank Him for His wisdom in placing you in your trial. Revel in His all-encompassing, never failing love and care for you. As believers, we have no need for a wish. Remember, Father knows best. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's the Hollies singing "The Air That I Breathe."